This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's Wednesday.
Hump day!
It's a hump day edition of Afternoon Drop.
I just had a thought. I don't want to do the diabolical question thing because I think that's starting.
I can't tease it.
Social media's killing that.
Well,
that's where it started, and then now everybody in sports talk's like, I got a diabolical question for you!
I have heard other...
That was almost mean.
I don't even hear
the clown there for a second.
I promise you, I'm not firing a shot at who you think I'm firing a shot.
Because everyone thinks you're firing a shot at somebody means you've already fired the shot at them.
I'm going to have three very large Bratislavan men.
Okay.
Lock themselves up with cheeses and meats for several days. And then on the fourth day, I'm going to have them take X-Lax. And their combined output will be put into a bag, which will then be dropped in your front porch.
You know what? Whatever.
Lit ablaze.
I'm dealing with potty training right now. Nothing really can stop me in that department.
Judge, your cooking is crap.
Yeah, well, I mean, the French do suck. All that boredom and ennui. Man, watching Wendy last night, just a real, real reminder for my distaste.
I only like 7'5" basketball players who play like point guards.
Shirts, please get
not mine.
1 week in France.
Ethical basketball?
Yeah. And Tony Parker, don't even talk to me about that harlot Eva Longoria.
It's the Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin on Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
The show is back. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We are Afternoon Drive. This is the go-home edition of Afternoon Drive for 2025. What a year it's been. I'm sure half of you are saying it's the worst year of your life, and half of you are saying it's the best year of your life, and most of you are saying I watched another four-win Browns team, but that opened courtesy of Jax Gregory on the board.
Yes.
Matt Corrale.
Matt Corrale, oh, the big cheese. Oh, it's going to be a good night for him.
Manning, the 92.3 The Fan YouTube stream. You guys can watch us there. Don't forget, we like to be liked. Like the video. Subscribe as well to 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel.
Drop those corn emojis.
You get a corn, and you, everybody, gets a corn emoji. And JP, how you doing?
Hello. How's it going today?
Pretty well.
That's good. Did you find your coffee in your car at all or no?
Yeah, that's pretty humiliating. This is an accountability show.
Oh, is that it right there?
That is it.
Okay,
right there.
That's good. That means that there was it not only existed, you're drinking it.
So I got here at noon, came in, brought my stuff in, went down to the store because I had to get some throat coat for the day to get us through the day.
I have throat coat. You can always have some.
I hate asking for it because then I forget to give you one tea bag back. So, but thank you.
Your tea bag.
Thank you very much.
You're always generous with the tea bag.
Everybody says about
Nick
Wilson.
I tell people that all the time.
Everybody says it, and then
I
came back.
A tea bag.
And we sit down for the pre-show meeting, and I'm like, guys, I don't want to say guys. You were the only one there. Jax was late, but I was like, I think I forgot to drink my $6.25 coffee, my $6.25 coffee. And sure enough, I had to walk back to the parking garage in between the show and the show meeting and the show.
And, yeah, did not take a single sip
of
this.
Your Vente Cinnamon Dolce Latte.
Yeah, we got to say Cinnamon Dolce Latte. You got to say it with a little spice, a little flair.
Yeah, okay, that's great. And I just think it's so funny that you didn't have an accounting of whether or not you drank it or didn't. I understand how it happens.
Yeah.
I do, but I also, in the same vein, like, wouldn't you have been so excited when you got the coffee? Like, you instantly want to drink it?
Yeah. Yeah, normally that's how it works.
And you're on autopilot when
I got
it comes to this.
So I got it at 11:10, and then I let it sit, usually right next to me for about 10 minutes, and then I'll remember, make sure to drink your drink, because I don't like carrying an extra thing into the station. I hate having to try and juggle the keys and do that whole thing.
Yeah.
And so I think somewhere between 11:20 and me getting here, I just completely forgot it existed. And in fairness, I didn't remember that I even had it until we sat down, and I was like, I don't feel like I've had my cinnamon dolce latte today. That's an hour and a half. That is some borderline. You might be on the precipice of some sort of memory issues or degenerative brain disease kind of forgetting 90 minutes without remembering.
Spin on this. It's kind of like you got a little bit of a BOGO.
Yeah, okay.
Well, buy one, get one action.
Don't hate it.
If you don't know if you drank it or didn't to begin with, it's like you found a new one.
By the way, the corn emoji's just blowing up the 92.3.
Drop those corn emojis.
Cornelito, where you at?
Suck it, Cornelito.
So, Jeremy Fowler continues to be the giving tree of Browns rumors and innuendos heading into what could be Kevin Stefanski's last game as Browns head coach. We do have to get to Ashley Bastock's piece on Jim Schwartz as well, and we'll talk to Ashley at 3:20.
Mm-hmm.
But today, in his gigantic, I would say almost encyclopedic version of rumors and innuendos buzz around the NFL heading into Week 18, not only does he say that the Browns and Kevin Stefanski could be headed towards a mutual parting of ways, but if Mike McDaniel is not retained in Miami, he would be a candidate in Cleveland if in fact he was let go in Miami. And then Mary Kay said she can't report one way or another, but did say she knows the Browns have long admired Mike McDaniel's offensive genius.
Yeah, so what's interesting, first off, the highs and the lows that McDaniel's gone through in Miami is fascinating. There was a long stretch there where it was assumed he was fired, and then it felt like he saved his job, and now over the past couple weeks, it feels like he's now lost this job once again. Like, that in and of itself is enough to be studied and to be thought of and what is really going on there. But, to me, he is hipster Kevin Stefanski.
Mm-hmm.
That's who he is. Hipster Stefanski. He is a little quirkier. He's a little weirder. He dresses a little funnier. But ultimately, he's the same exact vibe that what you'd have with Stefanski. He's an offensive-minded coach that people constantly complain doesn't actually do enough with the offense. And you don't really know whether or not he's good at that. You know, in Miami, he took a team that had perennially, and still has not, by the way, won a playoff game in 25 years. He at least took him to the postseason. Now, one of those years was to get waxed by Patrick Mahomes. That happens. It's football. But he at least was there. So, like, there's something to what he does relative to a bunch of other bad Dolphins coaches. But ultimately, you're left feeling, I don't think he's very good at this.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, listen, guys, if you say, would I rather Mike McDaniel or Vance Joseph? I think I'm going to lean Mike McDaniel. And that's tough to say.
Vance Joseph was just,
he might get a job. He might get a job in this cycle.
And there's so many people that are just like Vance Joseph right now. And Jim Schwartz falls in this category too. Very good defensive mind, very good coordinator, very good at what they do in that regard. But we've seen him be a head coach.
No.
And it wasn't very good when we saw it.
But I think Mike McDaniel versus Kevin Stefanski is as dubious of a question as you could ask. Because I don't think, by the way, I'm not sold that Mike McDaniel isn't a good head coach. I just think my flaw with him, and this is reported, like, whereas Kevin Stefanski, I think we've seen a lot of earmarks of a team that likes their coach but doesn't play for their coach, if that makes sense. Like, we've seen a team that clearly does not dislike Kevin Stefanski. I think there's a personal respect for the human being, but they're not going to run through the wall for him like you see with New England and Mike Vrabel or Detroit with Dan Campbell. But that's us saying, well, these are earmarks of a guy that's not a leader of men. With Mike McDaniel, you flat out have the rumors. You flat out have the reports saying he lost the locker room because he wasn't a firm enough coach, and then he lost the locker room worse by then trying to double down and become the baddest ass in the room.
Well, and we have some actions that would corroborate some of those reports, too, when in the beginning of the year for the Dolphins, they named six captains and Tua wasn't one of them. Yeah. How many teams you have six captains and the quarterback isn't one of them? Like you are blatantly, you're doing it intentionally is what you're doing. And that was such a divisive moment for that locker room and with good reason. And so certainly not the leader of men. I know you always talk about wanting a leader of men. He is certainly not a leader of men. You'd be hiring for what is perceived to be a offensive genius and somebody that can do all this great play calling and scheming. And I'd make the argument the only time we've ever seen him do any of that is when he had Tyreek Hill and Waddle, and it's like, and all these other players, it's like, well, a lot of people could have done that with those guys. And even then, it's arguable.
Yeah, I mean, it's when we just get to his offensive side of thing, it's like he got the absolute best of Tua Tagovailoa for one season that anyone's ever gotten. And so he has one more top five offense in his arsenal in his career.
Which is his version of, by the way, that's his version of two Coach of the Year awards.
Yes. Well, but Kevin Stefanski, his best offensive scoring output was top 10. It was 10th in 2023. Right. And that was buoyed by the last 5 weeks of Joe Flacco. So there is something that I think Mike McDaniel has done that Kevin hasn't, which is win with a pretty mid quarterback. The problem is he didn't do it consistently. And the problem is they never figured out the defense. So, hey, listen, I cannot tell you Mike McDaniel would be my number one coach. I also can't tell you, given the way this coaching market is shaking up, that I would just dismiss him out of hand.
Well, and so the other part of this is that not only should you not dismiss him out of hand, the reality is that he probably is one of the better options out there. As many mean things as we can say about him, and as many things as we can say, like, I don't know if I love that, getting hipster Stefanski might be...
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Might be one of the better options you have. And so that's why when we talk about this, I don't want Stefanski. We both have fired Stefanski a million times over. This name right here was a wake-up call, I think, for a lot of Browns fans of what this is going to look like if, in fact, you do go on with moving away from Stefanski.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that Mike McDaniel's name's been floated, that we got the Jim Schwartz article. Again, we're going to talk to Ashley about it today at 3:20, where there's a sense of, well, maybe do you keep either Schwartz or Tommy Rees on? I think there's an understanding that if the Browns do move on from Kevin Stefanski, and that really feels like a lot of people today have latched in on mutual parting of ways. I do think if the meeting between Kevin, Andrew, and Jimmy hasn't happened yet, it will happen before Saturday. It will happen before Sunday, excuse me. So if it hasn't happened, it will happen before this game. So I don't think we should wait for like a prolonged kind of thing after Sunday, no matter how that game goes. But I think this is like, if the Browns are going to move on from Kevin, you have to be incredibly open-minded and run an incredibly thorough search, which would include a guy like Mike McDaniel, even if it feels like either a Kevin Stefanski plus or a Kevin Stefanski minus, depending on how you feel about McDaniel.
Well, I mean, think about who all the insiders and everybody that you pay attention to this stuff with. Think about who they all keep saying is at the top of the wish list for these coaching candidates. Brian Flores, who is suing three different teams in the NFL right now. Mike McCarthy.
That's a feather in the cap for me, by the way.
Yeah, it's like... He's like, oh, can't go to the Giants. It's like, why? Because he's suing them. Oh,
listen,
okay.
Listen, I read John Gruden's emails like the rest of you.
Yeah.
But he is suing the NFL. All right. Counterpoint, right?
Historically, it just doesn't work out for people, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Kaepernick.
Yet.
Flores.
Oh, no. I mean, it hasn't worked out yet.
Yeah. No. Cap's
still got time.
Yeah, he's my age. He's running out of time.
Yeah.
He's going to have like
we just played 45-year-old Philip Rivers. You're telling me somebody's not going to get desperate enough to get 75-year-old Colin Kaepernick?
Every year at this time, we have that conversation. Yep. We have that exact conversation
that's
at some point.
Yeah. It's one of the true ringing in the new years.
So it's
Colin Kaepernick, yay or nay.
So it's Brian Flores. It's Mike McCarthy. It is, hey, maybe Cliff Kingsbury deserves another opportunity. Like, this is the pool that we're living in as of right now. Now, maybe some people open up and all of a sudden you have some new candidates that arise. But as of right now, like, if anything, I think this is almost floated by the Browns to be like, how perceptive are you to if it is Mike McDaniel, because Mike McDaniel's probably one of the better options we'd actually have.
Is it the Tim Robinson? You sure about that? Is that what the Browns are doing with this? Are you sure about that? We can get better than Kevin Stefanski. You sure about that? All right, so let's just ask point blank. 2026, would you rather have Kevin Stefanski as the Browns head coach or Mike McDaniel?
I'd rather have Mike McDaniel because I'm so done with Stefanski and we need something new. I'll take hipster Stefanski over actual Stefanski.
All right.
But I'm not so happy about it, and I think that's part of this discussion, is that I'm not, like, over the moon of, like, oh, what can he do? I'm so eager to find out what he can do with Shador and all this and make it all work, because I just think it'll end the same way it ended for him in Miami.
I think my response
is
predicated on is Jim Schwartz here. Because if I can keep Jim Schwartz, I think Mike McDaniel's a better offensive coach than Kevin Stefanski. I do. I don't think offensively. He had Tua, who was up and down and just not very good at points. He continued motion. When you gave Tua options, he actually played reasonably well. This last year and a half has been cratering out for Tua, but that's as much as roster construction as it is about, I think, Tua.
He's got Quinn Ewers throwing the ball like crazy.
If Mike McDaniel comes in and I got to get a new DC that I don't know, all of a sudden, I'm very much less into this idea.
This is why I'm into a guy like McDaniel instead of, Flores or somebody else, is that I think if you get an offensive-minded coach, I think Schwartz is 100% here to stay. Hmm. Like, I think they'll throw the bag at him, whatever money he wants, whatever it is. Hopefully, he's not slighted by the idea that he didn't actually get the head coaching job here. And I hope then he just kind of, like, sits back, he stays with the job he has, good job, good spot, and understands that that's his role in the NFL right now, and that's what he is. And then we'd move this thing forward. That is a scary part about going defense, is that you lose Schwartz, and then you can still take a step back.
216-474-0092, at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Don't forget to get at us on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat. Our guy Devin, listening from Washington. I believe that's Washington, D.C. I can't remember if he added the D.C., so it's either Washington, D.C., or Washington State.
I see Washington. I think of the state instead.
If you go and we watch Mike McDaniel get fired, and I would kind of be surprised at this point if he does, but if Mike McDaniel doesn't land a head coaching job, I think you could do a lot worse than Mike McDaniel as your offensive coordinator. Schwartz sticking around as your DC, and then maybe a leader of men type as your actual head coach.
I mean, in every scenario we've laid out, as long as I've done it with Schwartz as the DC and then McDaniel as the OC, and then I could have put, I don't know, Barney the Purple Dinosaur is the head coach, and you would have been like, all right. Like, I feel like in every scenario I've laid out, as long as
I think Barney's a leader of men.
As long as he might be. Doesn't talk much. But as long as...
Talks too much.
As long as we have those two, he's got songs. As long as there's like those two in place, then I feel like you were fine with it.
Hey, Barney, what happened there on third down? I love you. You Barney, just answer the freaking question.
He's got optimism.
That's true.
He's always filled with a positive spirit. Coach Riz would love him. Is Coach Riz really Barney? Is that all this is that we just discovered?
216-474-0092.
No, but for real, though, like I think at one point I threw out Mike McCarthy and just to see how you would react to it. And it was Mike McCarthy with those two as the setup. And you're like, cool, great, whatever, let's do it. Because that is from a coordinator standpoint, that is a winning combo. But at this spot, what would happen is I think there's going to be too many open jobs for someone like McDaniel.
Yeah.
And I'm giving him the Stefanski treatment in many ways. So I'm sure there's some Dolphins radio host that hates that this is my thought on this, but it's my thought on it. There's enough open jobs. He'll probably land one of them.
I actually think if you said right now, Stefanski and McDaniel both get fired. And I want it on the record. I don't think McDaniel's getting fired, but we'll see. They've got to figure out who the GM's going to be.
The leg up for the Giants job?
No. Who do you think definitively gets a job? I would say Kevin's got an 85% chance to get a job. I would put Mike McDaniel's like a 50-50. I think he's been covered on a national level negatively more than Kevin has.
But only recently, though. It really took, like, in the last year for that to really just all the glaze to wear off of him. He was as much of a media darling as anybody for the first couple years in Miami.
Yeah, but, there were people thinking he was going to get fired week one.
Talked about it. I mean,
so,
yeah.
It's interesting. I do think, listen.
At that point, a lot of people were very wrong in thinking that Tua would win out that power battle, too, though.
No, Tua, you and I both know that the wheels of perception drive things for the head coaching market more than anything.
Right.
Which is why it's so flawed. Why do you see guys fail so often? It's because it's driven off perception and not a team's, not the work the team actually does, getting to know the head coach and figuring out what they think and how they fit into their picture and what their structure is.
Yeah.
I think the wheels of perception right now, I mean, even in that This Is Football podcast, when Jeremy Fowler talked about Kevin Stefanski, he was like, well, sure, 3-win seasons, 7 wins in 2 years. Well, sure, the bad offenses. And I was like, what the hell are we sharing? No, those are things. Those are things that are at his feet. But a majority of the NFL, what is it? It's that line Albert gives us every, well, I still think he's a good head coach, but I think maybe it's run its course in Cleveland. That's as bad as Kevin has got in terms of getting knocked. And he's got 7 wins in 2 years. I think that tells you that he could come out, give him the old honka honka on the sidelines of the 50-yard line on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I think people would be like, it really showed a lot of spirit with Kevin. Like, I think his perception is about as pristine as you can get despite the failure that they've had.
But he also has the idea that he gets a fallback on just blaming the Haslams. Like, does McDaniel get that same fallback?
No,
Ross and company's a mess, but they're not that big of a mess.
Well, they also didn't pay Deshaun Watson a fully guaranteed contract, which I think the NFL still wants. And when I say NFL, I'm talking broadly, but the NFL still wants to punish the Haslam.
Stefanski feels like he has way more, he gets way more, this wasn't my fault points than McDaniel does.
Yes.
And McDaniel, by the way, in many ways, he does get credit for making someone that everyone feels is a backup quarterback now in Tua and turning him into more than serviceable. And at times you wondered, is Tua one of the better quarterbacks out of that draft class that featured Joe Burrow?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And Justin Herbert and Jalen Hurts, which is insane to think about.
So maybe I'll double back on this because I did ask you straight up, all right, Kevin Stefanski or Mike McDaniel, who do you want as head coach? I would look at Mike McDaniel and Kevin Stefanski. If you said that Jim Schwartz was my DC and that's sticking,
yeah,
it's a push to me. Like, there's some version of the same guy.
I call him hipster Stefanski.
I'll be honest with you. I even think Mike McDaniel's O-line guy is vastly overrated, Frank Smith, so I don't think you're getting better there.
So, doesn't that also scare you, though? Like, if they actually really love Stefanski, but they knew that there had to be some sort of change, if Stefanski and McDaniel's the Spider-Man meme pointing at each other, doesn't that scare you a little bit?
Yes, unless the change really comes from Kevin. Like, I think there's a perception out there. Again, wheels of perception. Who knows what's true and what's not? There's a perception that Kevin might be more done with the Browns than the Browns are done with Kevin.
That should only further what we're talking about, though. Like, if Kevin's the one that's done and they have this, let's say if we have this all twisted, Kevin's the one that's done and they have this long-lasting love affair with Stefanski. That's why he's been here for 6 years and they just want another Stefanski. Wouldn't that point you right to McDaniel?
Right to him or Clint Kubiak, or there's another name that every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, that's just another Stefanski. Oh, Grant Udinski, the OC for Jacksonville, is like 29 years old.
McDaniels is as close as you're going to get in this conversation to what Stefanski is. And so because of that, I do feel like if in fact on Friday when they sit down, Stefanski's like, I could do better than here. You guys screwed me over. I can do better than here. I want to see what I can do elsewhere. Maybe there's a part of them that is drawn to them what McDaniel is because he offers up the same things. Now, one difference in this. And one thing that McDaniel, if we're talking about going on the open market.
Press conferences.
One thing that he had, well, definitely. I mean, he's just a wild card.
We'd make a lot of fun of Mike McDaniel, though.
Well, you know what it is? We discover a lot of things that I know going, because I just listen to all these stupid things, but I feel like not everyone is hip to, is the idea that his press conferences, he can't complete sentences.
Yeah.
He just ums his way through the entire thing. Like, he doesn't speak coherently at all.
It's not where he wins.
Not in the slightest bit. But every now and then he'll make, like, a reference to a Tupac song, so people think it's fun and cheeky. It's a weird sleight of hand that he's got
there. He's going to have to switch it to Wu-Tang here, because
And he wears jorts, and he vapes on the sidelines. What a wacky fellow. I mean, he is. He's a hipster. That's what he is.
He is.
But
there's no fight. There's really no pushing back on those allegations.
The one thing he's got that at least Stefanski doesn't in some of these conversations is the Shanahan tree.
No, I think that's fair.
People will always be drawn to the Shanahan tree. They'll always be drawn even to the slight little McVay connection he has in Washington and the time they spent together as well. But they're going to be drawn to the tree. And what has won out in recent years in the NFL is, are you a McVay disciple? Are you a Shanahan disciple? And if you're either or, you get the leg up in these convos.
And the offensive difference is, one, Mike has always been one of the guys pushing the use of motion in NFL to vomit-inducing level. Like, he uses it all the time. As a matter of fact, if you remember a couple years ago, not a lot of Shanahan acolytes get the best of Jim Schwartz. He stymied the Browns defense. I can't remember if that was Woods' last year or Schwartz's first year, though, in memory. Just trying to think off the top of my head. And I also think what I really like that McDaniel does that's an extension of the Shanahan tree. And again, I think it's a push. But just the thing that I would like different is I love how they use similar concepts, similar structures, and do multiple plays out of that, which between that and motion can really catch defenses off guard. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you really have to coach up to coach against McDaniel's offense. Even now, with as bad as they've been, they were still trying to do stuff with Tua. He was just so bad. He was so unplayable. It wasn't working.
Yeah.
I don't think we've seen that from Kevin for 3 or 4 years. And whether that's a quarterback's fault or whether it's, you know, Kevin just got beaten down by the job, which is another thing that's been kind of thrown out there by certain people. Whatever it is, McDaniel's lost. McDaniel has had some struggles there, but he never stopped creating. He never stopped doing the things that you like to see offensively. That is some level of a win that he has that Kevin doesn't.
No, definitely. There's a few different things that you got to like, but ultimately,
it does feel like the push of all pushes, though. I think that's the frustrating thing.
It just feels like if this is a trial balloon for how the reaction would go, it felt like everyone met it with a big meh today. But I also look at it and say, I don't know that you're doing or getting much better.
Now, would you like to be outraged by something real quickly?
Sure.
So Kevin Stefanski might be coaching for his job on Sunday. It might have already been decided. We'll find out. Right around Sunday or Monday here. That's where you're going to want to stick it tuned. To 92.3 The Fan, and
you Padiddler
on the Roof, one of my favorite plays.
Yeah, a real classic.
Starring John Lovitz. It's great. he's very funny. But today the Browns put Wyatt Teller on IR, and it does feel like he's not going to play in the season finale. It does feel like there's a great potential that this is the last we've seen of Wyatt and Brown and Orange, given that he's going into free agency this offseason. And Kevin Stefanski spoke to that today.
For it to end with an injury for Wyatt, he rehabbed very hard to get back to play in that one, then re-aggravated that injury early in that game. So that was disappointing for him and for us. Obviously, you know, played through a lot of injuries before in the past as well, has played really good football for us. So, you know, but disappointed that it ended, you know, a week early.
So a lot of people saw this and said, well, we're disappointed in you for how you treated Wyatt. I'm more disappointed in Kevin when it comes to Wyatt, because I don't think Kevin was behind the benching of Wyatt Teller, but he didn't stop it. And I will say, like, that to me, it's one thing that, oh, the front office is pushing this stuff on me and I can only do so much. Yeah, okay, but when it comes to something like how you treat a almost 10-year veteran who's been the backbone of your offensive line, who's been one of the hearts of your locker room like this, I don't bash Kevin for saying this, because he did this. I bashed him because he didn't stop the front office from doing it.
Yeah, I didn't like how he phrased it. He made it a little bit more clear in the audio. I didn't like at the end, it just caused it disappointing. It's like when I feel like you have control over something, yeah, and to make that the claim just seemed a little off. I saw Carly's Instagram post or TikTok post yesterday, and that made it seem like that was almost, I mean, this is almost as good as done.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's a lot to this story that is going to sit in a very uneasy way for a lot of fans, as it rightfully should.
And I think that's why
you shouldn't treat people this way.
So, and I think that's my frustration with Andrew Berry sticking here. And that was another Fowler thing, that Andrew Berry's not operating like a GM that's going anywhere. So it seems like it'd be a surprise if Andrew Berry got fired this next week. I think my only problem. Okay. There's a lot of problems you can have because of the Deshaun stuff, because of roster construction.
Mm-hmm.
I think the number one, the only, for all the other stuff on some level I can forgive, because for every bad trade I have a Tyson Campbell. For every bad trade I have an Amari Cooper. You do have an incredible draft classes last year.
At least we have those now, by the way. For a while we didn't have those.
The idea that Andrew might have been behind how Wyatt was treated really does upset me. And that's, honestly, again, that's not logic talking. That is emotion, that is fandom. But that,
well, no,
to me is
some logic built
as fireable as anything else.
But there is some logic built in there, because anyone with a brain could sit back and say, why are you rotating with Tevin Jenkins? Like, this doesn't make sense, especially when Tevin Jenkins is not going to be on the team next year, more likely than not as well. Maybe you give him a deal, but you don't have to.
NFL complaints,
well, let's go ahead and get
LeBron.
To quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angels.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Well, last week people complained about the Christmas Day slate of NFL games, so naturally today, Mad Dog Russo complained about the Sunday slate after Christmas on Get Up on ESPN.
Hold on with the NFL schedule. Week 18 of the NFL schedule, I understand they didn't have a lot to work with games. They left NBC and they left CBS and Fox with absolutely nothing on Sunday. There's nothing to watch. You said the Sunday night game is fine, but there's nothing in the daytime to watch. They gave all the good games to the primetime. You got to leave one of these games here for Sunday afternoon at 4:30.
Why?
Because I want to sit there and watch. It's the last week of the year. I got to have something to watch. There is nothing to watch on Sunday.
And you watched it. I have to say this.
That was very funny, though.
I think you complain about the Christmas Day slate, then you complain about the Sunday slate. I think complaining about the Sunday slate, when we know that the NFL is trying their damnedest to make Christmas an NFL day, I think it's hack. What say you?
This is what the Week 18 always ends up being, though. This is it. Like, there's good games on the schedule, but they're not going to look like good games because the players that matter in these games aren't going to actually play. Like, Chargers-Broncos should be a fun game. Justin Herbert's not going to play because he's injured, and so Week 18 doesn't matter, and so why do it? Like, that, but that on the schedule looks like a good game. Hell, even Bears-Lions looks like a good game. I'm sorry, the Lions crapped the bed here. That's not a bad game, though. Caleb Williams versus Jared Goff, like, that's not a bad game. I think Mad Dog is complaining to complain is what this is.
I think that's exactly what complaining about end of the year games are. Here's my problem with it. The problem is there's a kernel of validity in what he's saying, but the NFL and it's not just the NFL. The NBA does this too. Major League Baseball's had their way running it tanking. Tanking is this great big evil, and nobody talks about the fact that half of the games in Week 18 don't matter. That's not even the fault of tanking.
Well, and so
that's more the fault of teams that are like, well, we're going to rest up for the round one of the playoffs.
Right, but like, there are games that matter this week. It's just what he's trying to highlight here is that they're all in the primetime, right? Like the Panthers-Bucks game matters. That's at 4:30 on Saturday. The Seahawks-49ers game matters. That's at Saturday night. And then the Ravens-Steelers game is Sunday night. I'd rather have those games primetime, though.
Why? You're just going to take a gummy. If you take a gummy, then man, dog, you just take a gummy. You'll be fine.
But don't you want to actually watch these games?
I'm going to watch every one of the games.
No, wait. If they put Ravens Steelers on at 1 o'clock, we'd have to watch it while also watching the Browns game.
Yeah.
And that's just not nearly as much fun. Like, I want the primetime window for the game that's going to decide the AFC North.
Omaha!
He'll never live down that just eat a gummy thing, will he?
No, I loved it. It's my favorite thing he's done.
He
still pulls it out of the case.
I know. It's like a storied, fantastic radio career and a TV career now. And every time anyone thinks about him, it's just, will he eat a gummy?
By the way, because he won't just eat one. You know, he's going to forget about it and then take another one. And then all of a sudden...
I think we all love the idea that he's so wound up all the time that I'm assuming he's taking like one of those melt in the couch type gummies.
Yeah,
and like the idea
but for
of that
him
is really
it just
funny.
Takes him to like an 85
normal
instead
person
of
level. He just all of a sudden becomes every normal person.
I can't remember who it was that crapped on Mad Dog. Somebody did on like a national level, and I was like, oh, you're wrong. He's fun.
He's fun. Even describing what he was complaining about was still fun.
Yep.
I enjoyed it. I laughed. Who cares? All right. How much Oregon, Texas Tech, how much of this game is going to dictate if Dante Moore goes into the draft? It feels like that is the resounding thought right now, and whether or not he actually ends up going in the draft or doesn't. If he lays a stinker against Texas Tech, he'll then return back to Oregon because you can make a bunch of money still in the NIL. But if he puts up big numbers, then he's coming out in the draft. He's taking his top five selection, and that's the decision. Do you feel like this game and really the playoffs are dependent on what happens with Dante Moore's future?
Not just this game, but this is the, like, you got to win this one so you can go in the next one. I think he needs two wins. I think if you get to the championship and he looks really good in most of the games, you don't even have to look good in all the games. I think it's a foregone conclusion. Somebody's got to talk to this kid, though. Like,
you want him in or you want him out? I think you want him out.
Yeah, it's just the experience.
He's just too young. Yeah.
I think Dante, with more experience, can be an elite NFL quarterback. I think that's right now, because this class is just not looked upon the same way future classes looked at. I think there's you got to get the money now. And it's like, you got to start thinking about the second contract. What sets you up best for the second contract? Because that's where the money is, right? You can make money in college. You can make good money at that first contract in the NFL. The difference between those two things is not incredible. The difference between your first contract and second contract is. And that's what players have to start thinking about.
No, but that's what they race to, though. That's the difference there. They're
understood.
Racing. Because if you can make it at 23 instead of 24, it could be a $50 million difference.
But I think that what I'm saying is your chance, if you stay in and you actually, let's say you give yourself a 15% chance better to get that second contract, that's worth waiting.
Yes, if it is a 15% difference, but again, like that, they're all up against these races. Can I get there as soon as I can? Because that is everyone looks at it like a difference of what your rookie wage scale would be. No, the difference is what you'd be making in year 10 versus the initial part. And so I don't know. It all matters. It all comes in the equation.
Omaha.
The Lakers lost to the Pistons last night. More J.J. Redick talking out his ass. More.
He blamed the refs last night.
I'm just so over this Lakers team. Well, LeBron was asked about what advice he'd give to his younger self.
A lot. A lot of advice I would give him. I would just say keep the main thing. Work hard. There's no substitute for hard work. I think hard work and dedication, if you want to be great, gonna pay off. Keep the blinders on. As much as they praise you, it's even triple, quadruple of people trying to bring you down and want to tear you down every single day. So protect your family, protect your mental space. I mean, it's a lot more, but just go out and just have fun, enjoy the ride, because you never know when it comes to an end, so it goes fast.
It's weird to me that he would give you never know when the ride's going to be over when this is your 23rd season.
Yeah, I mean, he knows the ride is over at the end of the season, more likely than not.
But there was a lot of good advice in there, and the last part, I was like...
Well, I wasn't happy with keep the main thing, but then he really got there in a nice way.
But it was like the Green Day song, I Hope You Had the Time of Your Life. Like, yeah. That's where we went with that last little bit. It's like, LeBron, you've been playing for 23 years. I think you can tell him exactly, it's going to be 23 years, so make it count, buddy.
I think maybe he meant physically, though. Like, you never know, like even though he's still playing, you never know when your apex drops off. Or am I giving him too much credit here?
I think you're giving him too much credit.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm surprised he answered it as well as he did. Not because he's not filled with great answers, but if asked that question, I would just think it'd be tedious to kind of answer.
Is there any bit of that advice that you would give to younger Jonathan Peterlin?
I don't think it's applicable. I don't think me and LeBron are the same in any sort of way. I don't think it's applicable.
Everything he said was applicable.
I know.
He didn't say avoid the decision.
I'm going to have three times as many haters as people that I like me, all these things.
Like, you do work in sports talk. That is how this goes.
Me and LeBron, different people. What did you find applicable?
I do think...
Like, put the blinders on?
It goes quick. I think put the blinders on. Don't care what people think.
He's lived like seven lifetimes in the last 20 years.
Yeah,
it's insane to think about how many lives he's actually lived in 20 years.
It's weird. Like, I'm really bummed that this is how LeBron's going to go out with an organization that could not care less about him. That bums me out. At the same point, I was like thinking about this the other day. I'm like, I don't remember what the NBA is like without LeBron. Because he's been in the NBA since I was in high school.
But the problem there is that LeBron is the NBA did a poor job of making you making that transition better for everybody, because they kept putting Steph on TV, they kept putting LeBron on TV, they kept putting Kevin Durant on TV, and just until the previous year did they start highlighting other players. We're supposed to be thinking about Wemby a ton, and we're starting to do that because they recognize this is the problem they're falling into. But we're supposed to already kind of just pushed him off to the corner, and we haven't. It hasn't happened, and the NBA's failed us that way.
And it just fails.
Yeah, I mean, they do. In many ways, they just do.
It's not a good time to... Listen, I'm not going to get on my soapbox. It's New Year's Eve. I got it. But, man, can I just tell you? NBA just stinks right now. And I hate that it stinks right now. Sorry, young man. I know Jax disagrees.
One thing that Dan Lanning thinks could use an upgrade and could stop stinking less is this college football playoff overhaul. He's got a reason and a way that he thinks this whole playoff could be just a little bit better.
There's clearly a better way, and I think it really starts with the season moving up and the playoffs not having... how many days, coach, is it for you between us and your last game?
Yeah, ultimately, in my mind, the vision for this should be, every playoff game should be played every single weekend until you finish the season. Ideally, the season, even if it means we start week zero or you eliminate a bye, the season ends January 1st. This should be the last game. It should be the championship, right? And in that sense, we've given up some of our days, right, to the NFL. We said, you guys get to have this day. You get to have this day. You get to have this day. Saturday should be sacred for college football, right? And every Saturday through the month of December should belong to college football, in my opinion.
I think he's totally right. I think the layoff and the amount of time off in between, I think you lose some of the juice that you had built up in college football. It feels like it's almost a different season than what the regular season is. And I don't love that. In no other sport do we have this big of a layoff between the regular season and when the playoffs actually get underway.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. Yeah. And by the way, I think if you do it this way, you might be able to alter the transfer portal just a little bit different, mm-hmm. so that, again, the timelines aren't so, I guess, frenetic compared to each other. I think I was prepared to hear something stupid from Dan Lanning, and I thought he nailed it.
I think it makes a bunch of sense. Yeah.
But borderline impressed. I like Dan Lanning, but that was... Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I've always been team Dan Lanning as well. But yeah, this just it just makes the most amount of sense. Like, just think practically about this. It feels like they'll never do it because they like occupying a little bit more space into the calendar. But the product would be better. People's intrigue would be better. And I get they're scared of the NFL, but if the games are primo and the interest is still there, you're going to have big numbers. Your college football, you don't have to be, you're not eating at some sort of dinner without any actual meal to it.
Yeah, I just think like the layoff between the championship week and the playoffs is too long. And I honestly think if you just turned all of it, I think if you also had a G5 playoff where all of the other bowls kind of became part of that as well, I think that would make it really interesting. Like, I think there are a lot of really easy fixes for college football. It's just nobody seems to want to do it because they're too focused on, well, how much money can we make and how can we maximize the money instead of, well, let's maximize the money and let's maximize the interest all at the same time.
Well, and then to be fair to them, they've had like 40 years of advancements in like 3 years. So maybe they're not trying to do everything at once, but why stop there? If you're going to do it, you're going to rip the Band-Aid off. You might as well keep just ripping the Band-Aid off.
But you had 40 years advancements in 3 years because you put it off for 40 years.
No, I know. And I would say keep going is what I would say. I'd say like, it shouldn't stop you. If you're going to make all these changes, this can't be the one that gets in your way. Keep going.
Ohio State, Miami.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.